Okay, good morning and a good Chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Gimel. We are holding a daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We are at Vayivakesh Es Achazyahu, about 7 lines from the end of the page. The last word on the line is Vayivakesh. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, Adelina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by the Gross family, Lezecha Nishmas Chana Lea Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Lea Bas Tzali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayo, and Shem Shem Nalia, also sponsored by Mickey and Tzivia Cooper in memory of Tzivia's father, Dr. Daniel Mandra's second yard site, David Nasa Nata Ben Alter Michael, the Neshama Shev Nalia. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to start discussing some of the other people who do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. So we're going to talk a little bit about Menashe not having a chelek in Olam Haba. And a lot of Amud Aleph is really going to revolve around the authors of different statements. So we're going to have the statements about different Malkei Yehuda that were made by Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. And then the Gemara is going to have various statements that Rav Chista said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. So, the Gemara is going to, but the entire daf is really just about various Malchai Yehuda and other people who did not have a chelek in Olam Abba. So let's begin. Again, we're about 7 lines from the end of the page at Vayivakish. So says the Gemara. The pasuk talks about Yehu that destroyed the entire house of Achav. And Achazio ben Yoshafat was the Melech Yehuda at the time, and his mother was the daughter of Achav. So, Vayivakesh es Achazio vel kedu v'umischabi b'shomron, that he was hiding away. So, Amar Levi shayakoder askaros, he was erasing Shemos Hashem that were written in the Sefer Torah, v'kosev avodos kochavim tachtein, and he was replacing them with the names of avodah zarah. Had he done that publicly, they wouldn't have allowed him to do it. So that's why everything had to be in hiding. Everything had to be in great secrecy. So now we move on to Menashe. Menashe, the name Menashe indicates Shenoshaka, that he forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The original Menashe, the one that was a tzaddik, the son of Yosef, was Nashani Elkim Beis Avi, that Hashem caused him to forget, having been torn away from his father's house. So it's a lashon of forgetfulness that in the original Menashe, the son of Yosef, it was a nechama for Yosef, that he managed to forget his challenges and the fact that he was sold down out of his father's house, and he was able to make a new life for himself. Over here, it's a very negative forgetfulness. It's forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davar Acher, Menashe, Shehinchias Yisrael Aviyam Sheva Shemayim. Forget about him personally. He caused Klal Yisrael to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to forget Aviyam Sheva Shemayim. Uminolan Delo Asi Leal Medasi. And how do we know that he doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba? Because the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Ben Shteimes Reishana Menashe B'Malcho, he was 12 years old when he became the king, V'chamishim V'chameishana Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he was king for 55 years. And the pasuk goes on to say, V'yashav V'yivin Asa Bamos Ibit Chizkiyahu Avi V'yakom Mizbuchos Lebal. He went and he built Bamos that Chizkiyahu had destroyed, and he built Mizbuchos for the Baal, V'yas Ashera Kasher Asa Achav Melech Yisrael, and he did all these bad things like Achav Melech Yisrael did. So Ma Achav Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba, Af Menashe Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. The comparison to Achav teaches us that just like Achav has no Chelek L'Olam Haba, Menashe also has no Chelek L'Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe Yesh Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shnemar Yispal Menashe Al Shem Ve'yatelo. Rabbi Yehuda says, not true. Menashe does have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. That because the pasuk says that he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan comments that both the Chacham who think he does not have a chelek in Olam Haba, and Rabbi Yehuda who thinks he does have a chelek in Olam Haba, all get it from the same pasuk. Shenemar, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, "Unesatim lezava lechol mamluchos aretz biglal Menashe ben Chizkiyahu." So Mar Sover, the way Rabbi Yehuda learns that pasuk, it's telling us that biglal Menashe, that the Jewish people are punished on account of Menashe. Why? Shasa tshuva v'inu lo avod, that they didn't follow his lead. He did tshuva, and they didn't do tshuva. So even though they could have learned from Menashe's tshuva, they didn't. So you see that his tshuva was accepted, and he has a chelek in Olam Haba. Umar Savar, but the Chamu say that he has no chelek in Olam Haba. Darshan the pasuk as follows: Begal Menashe de lo av a tshuva. That the reason the Jewish people were punished was because their leader Menashe didn't do any tshuva for his averos, and he caused Klal Yisrael to sin, to follow his ways of sin. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kolom Rabbi Menashe in lo chelek Olam Haba, Marpa Yidein shel Bali Tshuva. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, if you say Menashe does not have a chelek in Olam Haba, you are weakening the hands of those who try to do tshuva, because no one's going to want to try to do tshuva if they see that Menashe spent decades in tshuva and he still doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. It doesn't give a lot of hope for people who want to do tshuva. So the Sanhedrin Ketana, one of the Achronim, asks, well, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan is one that holds in back on Daf Lamed Dalid that halacha kestam mishnah. We have a stam mishnah at the beginning of Perichelik that says that Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba, with the exception of, and Menashe is on the list of the exception of, that he's ain't lo Chelik Olam Haba. So how could Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yud over here, right? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, oh, if you think Menashe doesn't have a Chelik Olam Haba, you're making a big mistake and you're weakening anyone's chance of doing tshuva. It's against the stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like stam mishnah. So says Sanhedrin Ketana that klal of halacha stam mishnah is not true about inyani olam haba. When it comes to inyani olam haba, then we go with whatever is mistaver. And since Menashe did tshuva for 33 years, as we're soon about to see, so it makes sense that he has a chelik olam haba. It's most mistaver that he does, and that's why we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. One could have said slightly different nusach that din halacha stam mishnah is in halacha, but when it's not a matter of halacha, when it's a matter of agada, maybe we don't paskin like a stam mishnah. Maybe if there are differing views in Tanaim that there's no rule to paskin like a stam mishnah. So the Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. The Chum said in Brises that they taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe asa tshuva shloshim v'shalosh shanim. He spent 33 years with a life of tshuva. Tichsiv ben shteimes reshanim Menashe b'molcha v'chamishim v'chamishanim melech v'yushlaim. He was 12 years old when he became king. He ruled for 55 years. Vayas asher kasher asa achav melech Yisrael. And he did the bad things like achav melech Yisrael did, which presumes for the same amount of time that achav did those averos. Kama melech achav, how long was achav's reign? Asher metatin shenin, was 22 years. O Menashe kama malach chamishim v'chamesh, and Menashe's reign was 55 years. So dominai yosem v'tartin, take away 22 years that he spent doing all the same things Achav did, pashut tlas and tlas, and there are 33 years left of him being king where he wasn't behaving like Achav, where he was actually doing good things. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Vayit Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ma'idchsiv vayishma elav vayichoter lo vayiotter. What's the lashon of vayechater lo? It should have said vayechater lo. That Hashem listened to his tefillos. Melami chasal kodesh baruch hu kamin machteres perukia kedei lekablo b'tshuva. It teaches us that Hashem made like a tunnel for Menashe to get through in order to be mekabel his tshuva. Midas hadin, because midas hadin was being mekatreg and was not going to accept, was not going to allow for Menashe to do tshuva. Now it happens to be that our girsa of the pasuk is vayechater lo. It's not vayechater lo. So it's a little bit difficult to understand. What exactly is the kasha that the Gemara is asking that leads to this drasha? So Rashi writes that the ksiv of the pasuk is vayichater, the kri is vayotter. The Yad Ramah says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we have the word vayichater. No, it's that the ches and the ayin are interchangeable. So when it says vayotter, we could darshan it as if it says vayichater. So that's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is not saying that there's some alternate version of this pasuk that we're not aware of. No, the version of the pasuk, because as we have it, it's vayyotar lo, but the ayin could be darshan like a ches, and therefore vayyotar and vayyotar could be darshan similarly to each other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this tunnel, because otherwise Midas Hadin was not going to allow for Menashe's tshuva. The Yad Ramah says that's also hashkafically a little bit difficult, that Kipshuta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to worry about what the Midas Hadin is going to say. He can't overrule him. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? He can't be Mekabel Shavim when he wants to be Mekabel Shavim, even those who are not otherwise ra'ui to be mekabel. So the machteres over here, he says, is a lashon mush'eles, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went lefnim yishur sadin, meaning ki'ilu. The Yad Ramah says that it's just an indication that what his evil was so evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been excused for saying, I'm not going to accept your tshuva. But Hashem accepted the tshuva anyway, so ki'ilu, that no one else who was judging this situation would have allowed for this tshuva. So it's just highlighting the great chesed of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah Schayim points out that the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yutes says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a secret place to be Mekabel all the Balei Tshuva because of the Kitruk of the Midas Adin. So, but Menashe sinned so much that even that place he couldn't be Mekabel him into. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to, meaning again, it's a Lashon Mushal, all of this. It's that there are many Avaryanim that do Tshuva that really the tshuva should not be accepted. But Menashe's was so awful, it was worse than that. It was worse than that category. Okay, Vamra Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochan Vaiter says the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Maidich Siv Bereshis Mamluchus Yehoyakim Ben Yishayahu. Why does the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perchav Zayin describe Bereshis, the rule of Yehoyakim Ben Yishayahu? And Uksiv in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Chavches says Bereshis Mamlechas Tzidkiyah. Why the Lashon Bereshis? V'chiyadi Idna Lo Av Malchi. What, until that point where there are no Malchi Yisrael? And if it's because this was the beginning of the reign, it could have just said Bishana Rishona. Why Bereshis? Ella Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Aksir Solom Kula L'Tov Vavo Bishvil Yehoyakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Yehoyakim was such a Rasha, wanted to turn the world back to Tov Vavo. But Nistakel Bedora, but he looked at the Tzadikim in the generation of Yehoyakim, V'niskar Radaito, and it calmed him down, and he decided not to revert back to Tov Vavo. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Aksir Solom Kula L'Tov Vavo Bishvil Dor Shel Tzidkiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Maksir the world to Tov Vavo because of the generation of Tzidkiyo, that they were such Rashaim, but Nistakel But then he saw the great tzidkos of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech and it calmed him down. So in one of these cases, it was Bereshis that it was Ki'ilu would have started a new Bereshis on account of the evil king. In another case, it was on account of the evil people and the king was a tzaddik. Now it's interesting that in the generation of Tzidkiyahu, it was Tzidkiyahu's righteousness that saved the generation. Tzidkiyahu lived in the same generation as Yirmiyahu HaNavi. You would have imagined that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was a greater tzaddik than Tzidkiyahu. So Ben Yoyada says, yes, he was a great tzaddik, but he was a yachid. So he wouldn't have the capacity to protect the whole generation. As opposed to Tzidkiyahu, is a melech. A melech has a din of a rabbim. A melech belongs to the people. So when you have a melech has a greater capacity to be megin aldoro through his tzidkus. So says Gemara, how can you say that because of Tzidkiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was niskar redaito, but Tzidkiyahu namiksiv, by Tzidkiyahu it also says, vayas harabe inei Hashem. So says Gemara, no, that's just shayi biyado limchos v'lamicha. He didn't actually do anything bad, it's just that he could have stopped it, he could have made a macha'a, and he did not make a macha'a, but he himself was absolutely a tzaddik. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Again, another statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. May d'chsev, what does the pasuk mean in Mishle when it says, ish chacham nishbat es ish evil v'rogaz v'sachak v'einochas? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'asti alachas, I got angry at Achaz ben Yosam, who was a melech Yehuda, v'nesatav v'yad malchei Damesek, and I handed him over to the malchei Damesek, and instead of doing tshuva, zibach v'kiter l'eloeyem, he just went and worshipped their avodah zaras. Meaning I was punishing him to wake him up, that he should do tshuva, and instead of doing tshuva, he leaned further into sin. Shemar v'yizbach l'elohei Damesek ha'makim bo, v'yomer ki elohei malchei aram, heim ma'azrim osom lehem azabeach v'yazuni, v'yim ayulo lachshilo l'chol Yisrael. That he said that these are the gods that are actually helping me. So sachakti imamatzia, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and when I tried to be nice to Matzia ben Yoash, who was another one of the Malchei Yehuda, v'nasati Malchei Edom biyado, and I allowed him to be victorious over the Malchei Edom, and I was trying to show him, look, I'm being so good to you. You should recognize the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did he do? Hevi Elohei and Mishtachav them. He brought their gods, and he was Mishtachav to their Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, v'yach revo Matzia me'akosis Adomim, ve'aveis Elohei b'nei Seir, ve'amidem lo l'Elohim v'lefneim yishtach ve'v'lehem yikater. So that's what the Pasuk in Mishlei is referring to over here. That Ish Chacham is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he did justice with the Ish Kseil, that's a reference to Achaz and Amatzia, the Malchei Yehuda. V'rogaz v'sachak ve'enachas. Whether he was rogues on them, whether he was angry at them and punished them and tried to wake them up that way, or whether it was sachak, that he was nice and he helped and he encouraged and he gave them victories, but nachas, they didn't do nachas ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how they touch up the pasuk. Ben Yoyada just points out, but then the pasuk's out of order because it says achaz in front before Amatzia, and achaz was a melech after Amatzia. So the pasuk should have said v'sachak v'ragaz, that first the one that he was sachak with, and then the one that he was ragaz with. Why is it v'ragaz v'sachak? So Ben Yoyada says, because if it would have said v'sachak v'ragaz, then we would have assumed that it was the same person, because it's normal that by a lot of people that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good for them and is nice to them, and then when they're bo'it b'tavos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem starts punishing them. But we don't find that after a person sins and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes at them with anger, that he's then going to say, okay, let's try a different tactic, let me bring goodness. Meaning if Hashem came at them with anger and they didn't respond well to that, they're not going to get rewarded for that. So that's why we know to darshan this pasuk about two different people, because it wouldn't make sense to be in that order if it was about the same person. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. Amra Papa, Hainu Damri Inshi, this is what people say, that Bachi Le Lamar De Lo Yada, Chaychi Le Lamar De Lo Yada, that whether you show a person a strong hand or and he doesn't understand, or whether you show him a nice face and you smile at him, he doesn't understand. Vai Le Lamar De Lo Yada Bein Tav Labish, that woe unto a person who doesn't know how to distinguish between bad and good, that he's Kodesh Baruch Hu's trying to wake him up, trying to tell him to do the right thing, and he doesn't know what's right and what's wrong. Okay, so after Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yerushalayim, vayavohu kol sarei melech bavel vayeshu b'shar hatavech. So I'm Rabbi Yochum b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Again, Rabbi Yochum, the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What is this shar hatavech? So we read it as if it was written shar chatuch. Makom the hay and the ches are interchangeable. Makom shemechatchin bo alachos. It's the place where they decide the alachos. Meaning the Arabayis, the Azara. That's where the Sanhedrin sits. That's where they paskin alachos. Amra Papa, haynu damriinshi. That's what people say. Ba'asra demari talalei zainei. In the very place where the Balabayis hangs his weapons of war. Tamin kulba raya kulte tala. That's where the shepherd hangs his jug. Meaning the very same place where the Chachmei Sanhedrin would paskin alachos. That's where the Sari Bavel, who were the Shaim were being done their dinim in that very same place. How tragic that was after Nebuchadnezzar had made his conquest. So the Gemara brings a number of memros now, not from Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rishum Reichai. We're finished with that. Now we're going to move on to Rav Chista in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. So the simon for all the drushos that he's going to say is Al Sada, a pasuk in Mishlei of Al Sada Ish Atzel Avarti, Batim, the four people the four kitos that do not have, not mekabel pnei shechina, and lo tuuna, which is drasha and pasuk until lo tuuna elecha ra'a. So I'm Rav Chisa, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. First drasha that he says, my dechziv, how are we going to darshan the pasuk in Mishlei, al sada ish atal avarti va'al kerem adam chaser leiv, v'inei ala kulo kimshonim kasu panov charulim v'geder avonav neharasa. So how do we darshan the pasuk? Al sadei ish atal avarti ze achas. That's a reference to achas. He's called a lazy person because he prevented people from learning Torah, and he was mevatel the avoda. So anyone who prevents and stops and gets people not to do things and not to be active, that's a lashon of atzlus. That's like laziness. Val kerem adam chaser leiv ze menashe. Who's the chaser leiv? That's Menashe, who erased the Shemos Hashem from Sifrei Torah and destroyed the mizbeach. So since he did that just to be lahachis, just to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's called the chaser leiv, because that's someone who does things lahachis. He thinks he's going to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's only just causing his own downfall. He's only causing himself to lose out. V'inei ola kulu kamshonim. So kimshonim. Kimshonim is a type of thorns. Ze amon. That's a reference to Amon, who's mevatel the avoda entirely until the mizbeach was overgrown as if it was covered in thorns. Kasupan of charelim. Ze yoyakim. Kasupan of charulim is another type of thorns. That's a reference to Yoyakim, who covered his face from being a nana, from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, I don't need the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a special kind of gold that illuminates, so I have plenty of illumination. I don't need Hashem's the light that Hashem provides. V'geder avon of ne'arasa, zet tzidkio. That's tzidkio melch Yehuda, who was a tzaddik, shenachra beis hamikdash b'yamav. But because he didn't make a macha'a for the avonos of B'nai Doro, the beis hamikdash was destroyed in his time, even though he was a tzaddik. V'am Rav Chisra, am Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Arba kitos ein mekabels pnei shechina. There are four groups of people that are not mekabel pnei shechina. And the point is that even though they have Torah and Maisim Tovim and the Bnei Olam Haba, but they're not zocha to be mekabel pnei shechina, the Avraham writes that means that they're never going to be even in Olam Haba. They're not going to see bas baklaria hamiira. They're not going to have a clear vision of the shechina. The Mabit writes in Beis Elukim that it means that even after they do tshuva and they have the tanug of Olam Haba, but they're not zocha to be mekabel pnei shechina. However, in Gilyon Yashas, Yosef Engel writes, no. Meaning these are people that could have a chelik in Olam Haba, but they're not mekabel pnei shechina until they do tshuva. But once they do tshuva, then in a chinami they are mekabel pnei shechina. So what are these four groups that maybe even after they do tshuva are not mekabel pnei shechina, maybe before they tshuva? So kas leitzim, kas shakranim, kas chanifim, kas mesapri lashon hara. So let's take one at a time. Kas leitzim, they're not mekabel pnei shechina, the mockers, the scorners, the chsiv, mashach yado es lotzitzim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls himself away from getting close to the leitzanim. Kas shakranim dechsiv, dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einai, that people who are dover shkarim do not have an audience with me. Kas chanifim dechsiv, ki lo lefanav chanaf yavo. It says beferish that the chanaf does not come lefanav. Kas mesapri lashanara dechsiv, the Paskin Tillim says, ki lo kel chafetz rasha ata lo yugur chara. So tzadik ata lo yabimugur velo yabimugur chara. That Hashem is a tzadik, and therefore he's not going to have with him people who are bad people. And the Pasuk is talking about Mesapri Lashon Hara, because that chapter of Tehillim goes on to say Ta'abe Dovri Chazov Ish Damim Mirma Yitayv Hashem and Ki Ein Befiu Nachana, talks about the sins of Dibur. So the whole thing is about Mesapri Lashon Hara. And the third statement that Rav Chisda said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, my dechsev, how do we darshan the pasuk and tell him, lo su'une lecha ra'a v'nega lo yikrav ba'ahalecha, lo su'une lecha ra'a shlo yishlot b'cha yetzar hara. That's a saying that the yetzar hara will not have power over us. V'nega lo yikrav ba'alecha shlo t'masi yishcha savignida b'shosh tov min aderech. That when you come back to your ohel, when you come back to your home and you find your wife, you're not going to find her to be a safek nida when you come back from a long trip, because if she were a safek nida, then his yetzer hara would be very strong. Because if she were a vaday nida, the yetzer hara would not be that strong, because a vaday nida is for sure aser. But a safek nida is worse, because he thinks, maybe I'm not really doing an avera, maybe nothing's really wrong. So it's like if you have a trefa restaurant, no one is interested in going into a trefa restaurant. There's no yetzer hara. You have a restaurant with a bad ashkacha. Come on, it's a rabbi. It's a much bigger yetzer hara when it's a safek yisur than it is when it's a vade yisur. Davar acher l'sune elecha ra shloy yivasucha chalomos roim v'irhurim roim v'negalei krav alecha shloy elecha ben otalmid shemekadeach tavshilo berabim. That l'sune elecha ra means you shouldn't be frightened by bad dreams and bad thoughts that creep into a person's mind, and v'negalei krav alecha means that you shouldn't have a child or a student who goes Tarbus Ra'a, who goes off the path and it becomes a Rasha. So the Gemara explains that this chapter of Tehillim is really a bracha given to Shlomo HaMelech. Sa'ad kan bircho aviv. Up until this point in the chapter, it's David HaMelech's bracha to his son Shlomo, because that's a normal thing for a father to bless his son, that he shouldn't succumb to the Yetzer Hara and to bad thoughts. Mikan ve'elach. But after that, birachto imo. It transitions into brachos that his mother gave him, that he should be saved from all sorts of things that could otherwise harm him. Ki malach v'yitzav lach l'shmarcha b'chol d'rechecha al kapayim yisu'uncha. Pentigov Bevanaglech goes on to say, Al Shach Vafesen Tidroch, Tirimus Kfir Vesadin. So Ad Kan Birachto Imo. So all of those things that you shouldn't stumble in the road, or you shouldn't be attacked, and those are all brachas that his mother gave him. Mikan Ve'elach Birachto Shemayim. And after that, it goes on to brachas that Shlomo HaMelech got from the Shechina. Kivi Chashak Vafalteu Asagveu Kiyoda Shemi. Yikreini Ve'eneu Imo Nochi Vitzara Chalteu Vachabdeu. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to say things like this, because since Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech should have the proper year of Shemayim, and therefore I will save him from all tzara. Who else could save him from all tzara? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make such such promises, right? This is a mizmor we say in the Shabbos Pesukei Dezimra, so it's kedai to. It's always good when you come across something in davening in the Gemara to try to remember to have kavana that's what this is about. That these are three levels of brachos that were given to Shlomo HaMelech by his father, by his mother, and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Reb Shimon Lakish, my dichsiv vayimana mirushalim oram uzra ramati shaver mipnei ma ayin shel rishatim tuluya. Why is the letter ayin of the word Rishaim hanging in the air above the row of the rest of the osios, and it looks like it's almost separate, and the word is Rashim b'lashon Rabim. So kimish nasa adam Rashmi lamata, because when a person has enemies in this world and he's not, doesn't get along with people, nasa Rashmi lamayla. It's a simon that in Shemayim he's also a Rash. So it's Rashim, that when he's Rash down here, he's Rash up there. V'lo nichtevei klal, so ask the Gemara, so then don't write the letter Ayin. If it's all about Rashim and it's not really about Rishaim, why is the letter Ayin there at all? So Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, Chad Amnei Kvodo Shel David, one says that it's because of the Kavod of David HaMelech, because David HaMelech had enemies in this world, and nevertheless he was very beloved up in Shemayim. So that's why the pasuk didn't just say Rashim. That Nechemiah also had a lot of enemies among the Umos HaOlam who wanted to kill him for having rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Os Ayin was written, that you could read it as Rishaim to tell us that it was only for Rishaim, but don't worry about the Tzaddikim, and Tzaddikim are going to be okay. Tan Rabbanan. Menashe Yishona Chamishim V'Chamisha Panim B'Toras Kohanim. Menashe was such a Talmud Chacham that he had 55 different ways of learning Toras Kohanim, of learning Sefer VeYikra. Keneged Shnei Malchuso, one for each year of his Malchus. Achav Shmon V'Chamisha V'Yirav V'Meyav Shlosha. And Achav had 85 ways of learning Toras Kohanim, and Yirav had 103. Tanya Ha'Yirav Meir Omer Avshalom. Avshalom has no chelik in olam haba. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Ve'yakvas Avshalom ve'yamisuhu." So we darshin ve'yaku olam hazeh ve'yamisu liolam haba. The double expression. Whenever it's a double expression of death, we assume it's a double expression because one is for olam hazeh and one is for olam haba. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishum Rameir. Achaz va'achazya, who were Malchi Yehuda, they were evil Malchi Yehuda. V'chol Malchi Yisrael shekosben v'yasara b'nei Hashem, and all the Malchi Yisrael about whom it says that they did evil in the eyes of Hashem, lo chayin v'lo nidonim. They don't live in olam haba, and they're also not nidon b'gehenim. The Yad Rama writes that they have no hana'a of Gan Eden, and not the tsar of Gehenim either. But they have the tsar from the fact that they can't enter Gan Eden. They just don't suffer the additional tsar of Gehenim. And he says the reason they're not punished for their averos in Gehenim is because they tried to save Jewish lives, and they fought milchamos that were milchamos chova, and they were mitzta'ir together with the tsar of Klal Yisrael. So it's really a musr that the great tzuchus of being mitzar b'tzarasun shal Yisrael, that because they suffered the tsar of Klal Yisrael and they went out to fight the wars of Klal Yisrael, even though they were absolute rishayim, there were people who were vayas hara be'inei Hashem, they don't go to Gehenim. They're not going to go to Gan Eden, but they don't go to Gehenim either, and therefore they don't suffer from Gehenim. That's the value of connecting to the Jewish people. He killed a lot of innocent people. So who are these harbi mod innocent people that he killed? So Acha Targimun Babel, they said that Sharig Yishayo, that he killed Yishayo Anavi, who was his grandfather. But Marava Amrin Eretzol said, they said Shasa Tzelem Masi Elif Bnei Adam, that he made a tzelem that was so heavy that it took 1,000 people to lift it. B'chol Yom V'Yom Horig Eskulam, and people would die under the burden of carrying this heavy tzelem. So 1,000 people would die every day trying to carry his idol. Which of those aligns with that which Rabbi Bar Chana taught, that shkul neshama shel tzaddik echad keneged kol olam kulo, that the neshama of a single tzaddik corresponds to the entire world? Kamandiyamar Yeshaya harag. That's like the opinion that says that Menashe killed Yeshaya, and the pasuk says adashar mile yis Yerushalayim pelepo, that Yerushalayim was filled pelepo with dead people. It was really just one neshama, but the neshama of Yeshaya was keneged kol olam. And therefore, it's as if the entire Yerushalayim was filled with dead bodies, even though it was only one dead body. It was only the body of Yeshayahu. So the Gemara says, by Menashe Ksiv, the Pasuk in Divrei Yom says that he made a pesel, and he put it in the Beis Elokim. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, psilim, that he made psilim. So which is it? Was it a single pesel, or was it psilim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, it was really one pesel. B'tchila aslo parts of Echad. Initially, Menashe made it with only one face on it, but then he made it with four faces, so that whichever way the Shechina comes in, the Shechina is going to see the face of this Pesel, and it will anger the Shechina. Everything he did was lahachis. Achaz hamido ba'aliyah. Achaz took that selem, and he put it in the aliyah of the Beis HaMikdash, shenemar ves mizbuchos asher al agag, aliyas achaz, so it's called the aliyas achaz, because he put the avodah zarah there. Menashe hamido ba'heichal. Menashe put it in the heichal itself. Shenemar v'yasem es pesel asher 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 b'bayis asher marashem el dov b'el shlomo b'no b'bayis azeh b'yerushalayim asher b'chati mikol shifte yisrael asim eshamili olam. And then Amon, Menashe's son, hichnis l'beis kodesh ha-kadoshim. He brought into the kodesh ha-kadoshim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, ki kotzer ha-matza me-yistara v'ha-masecha tzora ki hiskanes. So we darshin, my ki kotzer ha-matza me-yistara, Amar Rav Shimon bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonah's son, ki kotzer ha-matza zeh mi-listara lav shnei ro'im ke'echad, that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shechina Ishora is very small, and it's too small to contain both the Shechina and this Tzelem that Amon brought in, Kaviyachal, meaning obviously it could, you know, the point is there's no room for the two of them. That if you have the Shechina, then you can't have this Tzelem there. So Maiva Masechet Tzara. What does it mean? Vamazeh the hemshich of the pasuk vamaseich hatzara ki iskaneis. Amar Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonason ki avamati lahaykra havakabachi. When Rabbi Yonason would get to this pasuk, he would cry. Misha kasaba Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bad woman says konis kaned mea yam, that he could widen and expand the entire world, and he could dry up all the oceans if he wanted. Tasalo maseich hatzara, the maseich becomes a tzara to him, and it cramps his living space, so to speak. That's what happens. That this idol is brought in to encroach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's area. Achaz bitel es havoda. Achaz was mevatel the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash v'chasam es haTorah, and he sealed off the Torah. No one should be able to learn from it. Shenemar tzar tuda chasam Torah bilamudai. Menashe kider es haskaros. Menashe erased the shemus Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Varas es mizbech, and he destroyed the mizbech. Amon saraf es haTorah vehela simamis al gabei mizbech. That he burnt the Torah and he allowed the mizbech to become overgrown. Achaz hitiris erva. Achaz treated erva like it was heter, that because he was so accustomed to violating arayos. Menashe ba'al achoso. Menashe was ba'al his own sister. Amon ba'alimo. Amon was ba'al his own mother. Meaning, see, as it gets worse and worse. Shenemar kiyu Amon hir ba'ashma. So what does it mean, hir ba'ashma? Rabbi Yochanan Rablazer, chad amar shesorif es haTorah, v'chad amar shebalimo. Either it's a reference to the awful avera of being sorif es haTorah, or the awful avera of being boel as imo. So Amr lo imo, when he was boel, his own mother, she said to him, "Klumi yeshcha anav makom sheyatzis menu. Do you even have any anav from this? This is where you came from." So Amr lo, "Klum ani osa el lahachis bori." You think I'm doing this for anav? I'm not doing this as a mumra l'teavod. I'm doing this lahachis. Ki yasu yo yakim, and yo yakim ben Yoshiyahu came, Amr kamay lo yadi lo arguzei. The earlier kings that came before me didn't know how to be machis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't really know how to anger Hashem. Kluman utzrichen el la'oro. Do we? The only reason we need Hashem is because He provides luminaries like the sun to provide us with light. Well, yesh lanu zav parvayim shanu mishamshim bo yitol oro. We have a special type of luminescent gold that could provide light, and therefore Hashem could take His sun back. We don't need His light anymore. So amelo, they said to Yoyakim, valo kesef zav shalohu. But the gold is also His. Shenemar liyak kesef liyazav nu Hashem tzvakos. So amelo, he said, no, initially the gold was also his, but now he has given it to us. It's like an old-fashioned type of apikorsis, that everything is based in Pesukim to be Machis HaKadosh Baruch. Why is Yoyakim not mentioned amongst the kings who do not have a chelik ma'olam haba? Because it says about him, that he engraved engraved the name of an Avodah Zarah on his own body, on his Amma, because he was so attached to the Avodah Zarah. That he was chokik Shem Shamayim there as a way of being mevazah Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Amar Lei, so the meaning, so he did these awful things. So why isn't he among the people who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba? So he said b'malachim lo shamati, that the fact that he wasn't counted in the malachim that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, I don't have a tradition. But behediotos, but in the count of the hediotos that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, shamati, I heard the following: malu manuas micha, meaning why didn't they count micha among those who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, even though he led everyone to pesel micha? Because he would provide food for passersby. So I don't have a good explanation for Yoyakim, but it was a king, but I have a good explanation for Micha, why he's not listed. That's a reference to the Pesel Micha, that when Klal Yisrael passed through the Yam, Micha brought the shame that Moshe Rabbeinu had written in order to bring the Aron of Yosef out of the Nilus, and through that shame he managed to make the Egel Azov in the Midbar, and that's the what was brought through the Yam. So Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Mi Gerev L'Shilo Shlosha Milan, from Gerev, which is the place where Micha was, until Shilo, where the Mishkan was, is a distance of 3 mil, not very far. V'ya'ashan ma'aracha, v'ashan pesel Micha mis'arvin zeh b'zeh. So much so that the smoke from the Mizbeach and the smoke from the pesel Micha were mixing with one another. Bikshu Malachai Asharis L'dochva, the Malachai Asharis wanted to push Micha away. Amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanichalo Shepito Mitzuyo Lo V'Ridrachim. Leave him alone, he provides food for the Jewish people. And that's why the Anshei Pelegish Megivah were punished when Klal Yisrael went to fight against the Bnei Binyamin for covering up for the people of Givat Binyamin who took advantage of that Pelegish and caused her to die. So the Bnei Binyamin killed 40,000 people. So they were right in their war. They shouldn't have. They did not need to be killed. That he didn't go out to war for the chil of my own kavod, that Micha put up a pesel and caused Klal Yisrael to sin. But al kvod shabasim v'dam mechisam, for this pilegish you can go out to war, meaning that was a bizayon, that they were willing to fight for the kavod of the pilegish, but they weren't willing to fight for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Micha made this pesel Micha. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Good day and a good chedesh, everybody.